You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. Opening statements are about to get underway in New York in the hush money case against former President Donald Trump.
The former president spoke just before going into the courtroom moments ago.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that this is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
This is the first time in history that prosecutors are presenting a criminal case against a former American president to a jury. There is no audio feed of the hearing, but reporters are allowed in the courtroom. We will have updates on the case throughout the day.
In other news this hour, the Supreme Court is hearing what experts call the biggest case on homelessness in four decades today. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter.
Tim, the city of Grants Pass versus Johnson is a case that asks the question, should it be illegal for cities to punish the homeless for sleeping outside? Plaintiffs say the Oregon city of about 40,000 people is criminalizing homelessness by making it illegal for people to use blankets and cardboard to keep warm at night, while defendants say this is about stopping encampments and preventing health concerns. Now, courts have sided with homeless people in past landmark cases, but the results of this one could either reinforce that precedent or give more power to cities to fine the homeless. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A new report ranks one Utah city as the best small city to start a business in the entire country. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, WalletHub analyzed more than 1,300 small cities around the country, and they ranked Cedar City as the very best place to start a business, thanks to very short commute times, one of the largest increases in small businesses in recent years, and a growing number of working-age people. Right behind it at number two, St. George, which got high marks for, again, short commute times as well as cheap office space. One of the other reports, top 30 U.S. cities, 10 of them are from Utah. It includes Washington City, Lehigh, Eagle Mountain, Midvale, American Fork, Springville, Spanish Fork, and Orem. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Utah-based credit union is getting some national praise from USA Today.
Mountain America Credit Union Chief Human Resource Officer Trent Savage says they learned about the reward last December.
We are the only credit union in the top five, and we're the sole credit union among the 100 large employers, meaning those with 2,500 employees or more.
He says 93% of their employees vouch for the company's high ethical standards, as well as the benefits they provide.
There's a couple key things that I think we do that separate us well. First of all, we have a very strong intentional focus on taking care of our members.
He says they also work hard to make sure their employees feel connected and feel like they're doing meaningful, valuable work. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
There's been a big spike in the number of medical marijuana cards handed out in Utah. A state health department report shows more than 83,000 people had medical marijuana cards by the end of March. That's a 19% year-over-year increase. Medical Director Abby Galloway from Green Team Doctors says it's fairly simple to get a card in the Beehive State.
The state mandates for Utah are that a patient be 21 years of age or older and have a qualifying medical condition, of which there are 15 total.
The report says the two most common medical reasons people get a card is for persistent pain and PTSD.
Cases of measles are showing up in different parts of the country, but so far not in Utah, at least not yet. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Over 100 measles cases have popped up across the nation so far this year, but none in Utah yet. Respiratory disease epidemiologist for DHHS, Pamela Gomez, says it's hard to determine when an outbreak may happen, but it will likely happen in the state at some point this year.
Last year, we saw 58 confirmed cases, and this year, we have so far seen 125, so you know, we are seeing more spread than last year, and it would not be altogether unlikely that Utah eventually sees a case.
She says the best protection against measles is to get vaccinated and to be aware of cold-like symptoms with rashes when traveling out of state. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic on I-15 thinned out a lot in the Salt Lake Valley after hitting a pretty slow stretch last half hour. Right now, you're going to see a little bit of delay right after Bangor Highway and Draper. The southbound drive of the freeway still clear between Ogden in downtown. It's west side of the Salt Lake Valley where we're seeing delays on Mountain View and Bangor, and then emergency vehicles partially blocking 900 East as you go north in front of Hillcrest High because of a crash at the South Union intersection. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Speaking of a pretty nice stretch, that's exactly what KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we're in store for just a few days this week.
We've got the gorgeous 70s dialed up today, tomorrow, and even Wednesday. Yes, we could see some breezes in the afternoons, maybe some clouds here and there, and even a slight chance for a morning sprinkle on some of these days. But all in all, gorgeous, easygoing weather through Wednesday. Thursday, we've got a chance for showers, high of 69. Best chance for rain is Friday, temperatures in the low 60s.
That rain Thursday, Friday could bring rain to a large part of the state.
Today marks the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. ABC's Danny New went to an elementary school to get some very young perspectives.
Adele, what is your favorite thing on Earth?
I don't know. My family, my friends.
Let's talk about Earth Day. Earth Day is coming up.
Earth Day! Oh my gosh, why do you like Earth Day?
I like Earth Day because, like, the Earth is really dirty and we get to clean it up.
We get to clean it up, Tim.
Yeah.
Events are taking place around the world today where people are pledging to find ways to help take care of the planet.
BYU basketball fans finally got a goodbye note over the weekend from former coach Mark Pope, who is now at Kentucky. Pope posted on social media that he's filled with immense gratitude for his time at BYU and says the BYU experience changed his family's lives for the better. The statement went on to say it's overwhelming to reflect on the countless lifelong friendships that he forged at BYU.